Hello again, racing fans. Thanks for joining me, Ravon Smit, as we preview Sunday racing on A Sure Thing. Good to have you along for racing on the high felt. We're at Turfantine and we're on the Stanside track for an 8-race programme that gets underway at 12:15. I thought, even though there are small fields, it's pretty tricky. So here and there, you are going to have to approach certain races with a bit of caution, put in a bit of cover to make sure that you're in the winning queue at the end of the day. 8 races on the card means that the exotic starts from the opener. And more importantly, your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries, those need to be on 5 minutes prior to the advertised starting time of race number one. Let's get straight to the action. The first race on the card is a maiden juvenile plate, a race for fillies where 7 runners will line up at the 800-meter mark. 4 of the 7 runners are first-timers and the betting is normally a good guide. I normally like to watch them in the pre-race parade and watch them go down to the start, but the betting suggests that number 1, Lanzarote, at 0.83 is the horse they all have to beat, ahead of number 7, Volcanic Heat, at 2.5, number 3, No Drama, is a 3.5, 7-1, and then it's double figures and upwards the others. So that's what the betting suggests. I would suggest that you keep an eye on that in the build-up to race day, and if there is money for any of these first-timers, then you know that's probably the right one in the race. Moving swiftly along to race number 2 on the card, that's a maiden juvenile plate, where 7 runners will also line up at the 800-meter mark, and here I'm looking no further than the odds-on favourite number 6, Turn It Up. This one from the stable of Sean Terry and Craig Zaki is on board. I thought this horse impressed on debut when running on very strongly and coming late when second over the course and distance. Definitely would have gained from the experience and with natural improvement to come. To me, rates the horse to beat. Short and sweet, I'm going 6, Turn It Up. Ahead of number 4, Status Symbol. 5, Time Is Precious. And 3, Spirit of Gabs. On to race number 3. This is the opening leg of the Pick 6. And here, number 15, Sakura Hanami, is at 2.86-1. 1, Rock Around the Clock, is at 4.55. Number 10, Continental King, is at 8.33. And then it's double figures and upwards the others. In this, the third race on the card, I'm going to be siding again with Sean Terry and Craig Zaki, and I'm going with number 15, Sakura Hanami, as my first choice selection. I thought those were two fair runs to date when finishing fourth on both occasions. Last time out was hanging in over the final 400 metres, and but for that, could have finished a whole lot closer. I do think that she's still got a bit of natural improvement to come, and I do think that Craig Zaki, who's back on board, will be able to get that little bit more out of her, and she should give the boys a run for their money. So I'm going 15, Sakura, ahead of number 10, Continental King. For third, I'm going with 1, Rock Around the Clock, and fourth, number 2, Oklahoma Smoke Show. Fourth race is leg 1 of Jackpot 1. Race 4 jumps, 1,400 hours. Now, this race has got a bit of an open look about it, and you're probably going to have to include a couple of them in this race to safely see you through the exotics. Number 1, Inspiration, and 2, Power of Pulls are your joint favourites at 3.33-1 on HollywoodBets.net. 7, Blooming Lovely, is at 3.57-1. 9, Gulf of America at 5.56-1. Double figures and upwards the others. I'm going with a horse I think that's got the most improvement to come, and that's number 7, Blooming Lovely. Robbie Sage and Sean Veal, they team up with this Hollywood Racing-owned horse, number 7, Blooming Lovely. Showed promise on debut, was green, and she took her time to get going, but once she did, she certainly finished off very nicely in the rundown to the wire. That was over 1,200 metres at the Vol. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt, and with natural improvement that is expected, I do think she will be competitive. And this also happens to be trainer Robbie Sage's only runner on the day, so I do think he could possibly come with one runner and go home with one winner. I'm going 7, Blooming Lovely, ahead of 2, Power of Pulls, 1, Inspiration, 15, Storm Ballet. Race 5, leg 1 of Jackpot 2, 14:35 is the off time of race number 5. A small field of 9 runners, but a race where you can make a case for at least 5 of them. Here it's 3.33, each of 2 again. 1 Bjorn Einside, 4 One Fine Winter, both at 3.33 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. 5 King Harold is at 3.57 to 1. 2 Yippie Kaye is at 4.55 to 1. 6.25 about number 3 Winds of Change. And it's double figures and upwards the others. In fact, I missed one in all of that. 7 Rondebosch is quoted at 4 to 1. So you can see how closely they are priced up on top of each other. My first choice in the race is number 5, King Harold. Now, this horse raced up with a pace last time out and just got outrun by Yippie-Ki-Yay, who happens to be number 2 in this particular race. So they renew rivalry. King Harold now happens to be 2.5 kilos better off at the weights for a 1.2 length beating. And to me, that's more than enough to turn the tables. Good to see Gavin Arena on board. And with number 5, King Harold, having his peak run, I do think he'll be cherry ripe to bounce back to winning ways. So I'm going 5, King Harold, to beat number 1, Bjorn Einside. 4, One Fine Winter. 3, Winds of Change. Sixth race on the program is a merit-rated 82 handicap, where 10 runners will line up at the 1,600-meter mark, and another one of those races where you can make a case for at least 4 or 5 of them. Here it is 3.57 to 1, about number 5, Palace Attack. Next on offer is number 9, Prince of Gilead at 4 to 1, and I'm siding with the other 4 to 1 shot, and that's number 3, Open Highway. Now, this horse jumped out awkwardly last time out, but was running on very strongly when second, beaten 1.4 lengths by the winner over this course and distance. This time round, nicely drawn in barrier position 3. Samunga Kamalo, good to see him back on board, but more importantly, this horse gets fitted with blinkers, and I do think that'll make all the difference to keep his mind on the task at hand. So I'm going 3, Open Highway, ahead of 5, Palace Attack, 2, Ombudsman, and 9, Prince of Kildare. Penultimate race on the card is race number 7, and that is a merit-rated 96 handicap. And here we have 2 scratchings. Out of race 7, 8 Red Bomber, and 14 Passage of Power. 13 of them will line up and face the starter at the 1160-meter mark. Here, number 10, One Eye on Vegas, is at 2.86 to 1. Next on offer is number 11, Miami Mountain, at 4 to 1. 1, Gimme the Good Life, is at 5 to 1. And I'm going with the next one at 6.25 to 1. Number 3, Lead the Charge. Now, I went for this horse last time out. This horse definitely owes me. Was running on very strongly at the finish last time out and was beaten 0.85 lengths by the winner, who happens to be number 1, Gimme the Good Life, in this race. Now, Lead the Charge is a kilo better off at the weights with number 1, Gimme a Good Life, who happened to pick up a 4-pound penalty for that last win when winning by a neck. I do think that Lead the Charge, with Samunga Kamalo back on board retaining the ride, will give a good account of himself, because Samunga managed to get him running on last time out in the closing stages. He's drawn at barrier position 13, which is against the outside running rail, and I do think if Samunga can stick to that outside rail, set him alight at the right time, he'll be picking them off one by one in the run to the wire. So I'm going 3, Lead the Charge, to win it. Ahead of number 10, One Eye on Vegas. 1, Gimme the Good Life. 11, Miami Mountain. And that takes us on to the final event on the program, which is scheduled to jump at 16:20. Race number 8 on the card is a merit-rated 74 handicap, where 10 runners line up and face the starter. It's 3.57 to 1 each of 2. 1, Bump Loss Grind, and 3, His Lordship. They both priced up at 3.57 to 1. 4.55 to 1, number 5, In A Fix, and number 8, Encandla Gold, at 4.55 to 1. And bar those, you can get 6.67 to 1 and upwards the others. I am siding with one of the joint favourites here. I'm going with number 3, His Lordship. I thought that was an indifferent last run. Put a line through that, because if you look at his form prior to that, he definitely is a model of consistency. His penultimate run, incidentally, was over this course and distance. He's the kind of horse that loves to race on the heels of the early speed. It's also good to see Gavin Larina take the ride, and I do think that Gavin will be able to extricate just that little bit more out of him and to make him competitive in a race of this nature. So I'm going 3, His Lordship, ahead of 8, Dinkundla Gold, 5, Inafix, 1, Bump Last Grind. And that takes care of racing on Sunday at Turfantine on the High Falls. Trust it was an enjoyable and profitable weekend's racing for you. Till next time from Eurovaughan, cheers for now.